People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at wiscaregivercdcp.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out the Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Homestand continues, or actually concludes, for Wisconsin on Saturday afternoon. A 1:15 tip against Nebraska. Our coverage will start at high noon. 20 minutes at least remaining here tonight. Wisconsin 32, Iowa 32, as we get set for the second half of play. 20 minutes at least.
Did you just jinx this? Did you jinx this to go to overtime with
No, the jinx would be, I was like, well, this game's really going fast. It's like a baseball, those first three, man, this game's moving along. Don't say that.
Uh-huh.
4 hours later. Got a good one. 32 all. Four lead changes. Iowa led briefly by as many as 7. Badgers briefly by as many as 4. Iowa will have the first possession of the second half. It'll be moving to our left. Chucky Hepburn with 2 fouls. Ben Cricky, 2 fouls. Keep that in mind here in these early minutes of the second half. As we resume play. Here's Tony Perkins through the midcourt logo. Perkins, a bounce for Freeman, top of the circle, hands off to McCaffrey. McCaffrey matching up with A.J. Storr, gets it to Sanford, flips to Freeman, outside left. Freeman against Crow, a handoff to McCaffrey, throws it to Tony Perkins. Now it's Sanford, baseline left, feeds Freeman, right side Cricky, 5 to shoot. Cricky backing, right elbow, now Perkins tries a 3 right side, good! Tony Perkins, his second 3, 35-32 Iowa, opening minutes second half.
It's a little bit of an overhelp there by Chucky.
Perkins came in 31% from distance. He's hit 2 triples here tonight. Badgers moving to our right in the second half. Wall throwing to Crow. He'll try a 3 straight on, straight through. Stephen Crow ties the game at 35.
Was that a 3 by a big fella?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Okay, just wanted to check.
He's 10 of 15. Those are Brian Butch type numbers from the arc.
Those are never my numbers.
With the ball, Cricky as Storr got spun around. The shot is up, no, but contact inside, and a foul is called. So we go against Stephen Crow. That'll be his first.
I would have had way more than 15.
Well, sometimes you start slowly and then you got hot, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We'll keep saying.
Yeah, there you go.
But it was what that does, though, is it creates more space in the paint. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what this team needs right now. When you look at what they're trying to do, is they've dominated the paint. But anytime you knock down a couple threes, especially when you look at them in the first half, 1 of 8, like, it just creates more opportunities.
Ricky hit the first free throw, missed the second. A.J. Storr brings it up the floor for the Badgers. 36-35 Iowa. 1:15 gone by second half. Klesman a 3, try left corner. And that skims the rim, no good. McCaffrey gathers for the Hawkeyes. McCaffrey right of the circle, feeds Peyton to Sanford, throws it back to McCaffrey along the right sideline. He's with Klesman, now Cricky, right elbow with Storr on it. McCaffrey off the right wing, jump stop, inside feed, Freeman low on the right, will catch and finish. Owen Freeman with 12, 38-35 Iowa. 1:40 into the second half. Hepburn throwing to Crow, right wing. Crow gives off to Storr at the top of the circle. A.J. kills the dribble, gets it to Crow, right elbow. Crow against Freeman. Stevie goes into Klesman, low on the right. Now it's Wall, low on the left, and he sends it in. Two-hand slam dunk from Tyler Wall. 38-37 Iowa. 2 minutes into the second half. Cricky right of the lane, moves in on Wall. Staggered back, nothing called as the kiss off the window from Ben Cricky. So they get 40-37 Iowa. Wall tried to sell it, but it was no sale. Here's A.J. Storr for three in the tie right of the circle. It's good. And we're tied at 40. 17-38 remaining. And now Perkins the other way. Stops, pops, hits from the left block. Iowa not messing around. It's how the Hawkeyes play. 42-40 Iowa. Tyler Wall, right lane line on the attack. Now retreats, baseline right against Owen Freeman. Those will want to go inside to Hepburn. Bad pass stolen by Perkins, who then lost it to Wall, throws it up, missed, but a foul as they trade turnovers inside.
I'm going to say this. Matt, you're talking way too much if you're a Badger fan.
I know.
Because pace-wise, you're playing like Iowa wants to play, right? So slow this thing down a little bit. Make sure on the defensive end you get back. Now it starts with good offensive possessions. You get lucky because you had a turnover. You're able to get one right back to send Tyler Wall to the free throw line. But the pace of this right now, the first 3 minutes, I don't like it.
No, I agree with you. But both counts. Because I get tired. I got to give it up. I got to get up to it. That foul was on Ben Cricky, by the way. That's his third. He comes out. Dembele is back in. Wall hits the first free throw. So frustrating night here so far for Ben Cricky.
And I know you had to carry Tauschall yesterday. So you definitely got to be tired a little bit.
It's a grind. Second free throw good for Tyler Wall. Tied at 42. 2:45 gone by in the second half. Here's Perkins at the top of the circle. Perkins throws it Dembele. Gets it back to Perkins. Rotates to McCaffrey. Storr is on Patrick McCaffrey. He will flip it to Freeman. Freeman against Crow. Back out to McCaffrey. Backing off the left wing. Kills the dribble. Crow picked him up. Shot clock down to six. Perkins against Hepburn. Perkins left point and stepping on the sideline is McCaffrey on the catch near the left corner. Another turnover for Iowa.
Shot clock was at three.
Yeah.
Right, like much different. When Iowa's got to work on that end on offense and you stay on the way you're supposed to guard on defense, you're going to give yourself a chance.
42 all, 16:40 left in the game. Hepburn throwing to Storr. Storr left of the circle. Shot fake from three, goes into Crow. Stevie backing, turns up left hand, good. Steven Crow going to the left hand, 44-42 Wisconsin. 3.5 minutes gone by, second half. Perkins flips to McCaffrey, left of the circle. Storr defends, a throw to Freeman, right of the wheel. Freeman gives off to Samford, chased by Klesmet. A throw to Perkins, back to Samford, the free throw line, turns it to Dembele, left of the lane, whips it to Perkins, he'll gather, shot clock is at seven, Perkins around a Freeman screen, dribbles in the lane, contested jumper is good. Boy, credit to Tony Perkins there, tied at 44.
Good defense possession, shot clock was at four last night.
Hepburn throwing the wall, a pass to Klesmet. Klesmet on the left wing, now to Hepburn, covered up by Perkins. Chucky on the left sideline, takes it off the high screen from Wall. Still outside the three-point line. Now takes it left of the lane. Pivots, finds Klesmet. Max to the line, down the lane, throws it up. Missed, but a foul. And Max Klesmet with the take, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Win play continues. We hit the under 16 media timeout. Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lotta Matcha Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. And at U.S. Bank, when you invest in a community, the community will invest in you. We are committed to providing high quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 15:42 remaining. Wisconsin 44, Iowa 44. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the next growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 15:42 remaining at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 44, Iowa 44. Tight throughout. Free throws coming up here for Max Klesmit when play continues. That last foul was on Peyton Sanford, by the way, and that's his second.
And I don't think it surprises anybody that this game is tight. When you look at the history of what they've done and how these games have gone.
Oh, for sure. In the series in general, by the way, that's foul number one on Sanford as Klesmit hits the first free throw. This is a series that historically is very similar to the football series. It's split pretty much down the middle.
Except more points.
Yep.
By the Iowa offense.
Klesmit hits both free throws. 46-44 Wisconsin. Here's Perkins. The right elbow, and he's open for the jumper. It crawls out, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Iowa.
There's when you look at the game so far, right, Wisconsin, only four offensive rebounds, too. A little surprising.
Yeah. And they've been good hitting the offensive glass here this season. Wisconsin. Klesmit goes into Crowell. Up right hand, no good. Rebound battled for. Wall digs it out of there, and he gets fouled. And Tyler Wall will go to the free throw line. Kalaji Dembele is the guilty party. That'll be his second, and the team's third. So Wall, who is 4 of 5 at the free throw line, 10 points for him, and he will shoot two.
Wisconsin's doing a really good job of ducking in at different situations. I think it's just reading a young freshman in Freeman. They're really taking advantage of ducking in on him. See him crawl, got low position, missed it, thought he got hit on the arm. However, just said, offensive rebounds, right?
Yeah.
What happens?
Just got one.
Tyler Wall gets one, gets the free throw line.
Tyler hits the first. One more coming. Blackwell is in for Store, by the way. Second free throw for Wall. Bounces in. So after missing his first free throw, Tyler Wall has hit six straight. 48-44 Wisconsin, 15-15 remaining. Tony Perkins out front for the Hawkeyes. Going to Dembele with Wall defending. Finds a curling Sanford. Bobbles, gathers into Perkins. Low on the right. Up. No, but Crowell got him. And free throws coming up as Big Stevie. It's his second foul. Tony Perkins goes to the free throw line.
And that is the one area for Wisconsin. You're not going to see a lot of block shots. Only 1.4 average on the season. It's not a strength of Big Steve's. However, there's got to be a little bit more resistance at the rim. You just, you know, Tony Perkins comes in, the point guard at 6'4", and really wasn't deterred at all.
No, right? It wasn't. Like, you know, nothing so, altered in there, right? Perkins made the first, and he is good with the second free throw. 48-46, Wisconsin. Three-quarter pressure on. Badgers break it. 15 minutes to play. Badgers up by two. Hepburn outside right, throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Crowell leaves it for Wall. Now the Hepburn good through his hands, but Chucky runs it down high on the left. Turns down the Crowell screen. Now in the paint, pushed it up in traffic. No good. Rebound spiked off the floor by Wall. It's loose. It's gathered by Peyton Sanford. Here comes Iowa. Cross court to Perkins. Perkins to the front court. In the lane, his boy ran through Klesmit. Shot up, no good. Rebound Crowell. Here comes Hepburn the other way for Wisconsin. Left side of the front court is Chucky.
Hepburn leads it for Wall. Sends to Klesman at the top. Lobs it inside. Caught by Crow. Easy money. Low on the right. The catch and the finish. Badgers up 4, 50-46, 14-13 remaining. Owen Freeman turns it to Perkins at the left point. Perkins against Hepburn. Now Josh Dix back in the lineup, has the basketball near the midcourt logo against Blackwell. Dix on the dribble. Shot clock is at 10. It's now picked up by Wall on the switch. A throw to Perkins out high. Darts a pass left corner. Dembele lets it fly off the rim. No good. Wall elevates for the rebound. Here comes Tyler up the middle through the midcourt logo. Wall now left lane line. Lost the handle. On his knees, comes up with it and tapped. It was tapped out of bounds. And the Badgers fortunate to keep it. Nolan Winter and Kamari McGee will come back in for Wisconsin.
This feels like a pretty big stretch right here.
Yeah,
it
does.
You got an immediate timeout coming in, a minute 42. You've got Wisconsin with a little bit of the momentum. They've got a defense stop, and they get an extra possession here when Tyler Wall overdrove, right? Got there, but they still got the ball back. Now get the end line out of bounds.
Evan Braun's getting his first run. Senior transfer from Belmont. Ben Cricky back in there is Kamari McGee trying to inbound it, and sent to the floor was Tyler Wall. Brock Harding had just checked in and he fouled Wall. That's two on Harding.
Fran's not happy, but that's an example of a veteran player versus a freshman.
Yeah, just started to wrap him, started kind of an arm tackle it and then released, but Wall was able to sell it. Baseline left, McGee looking, throws it out half court. Wall will catch. 13:40 remaining, 50-46 Wisconsin. Max Klesman throwing to McGee high on the left. Kamari will feed Blackwell on the left side. Bounces to Nolan Winter. Back to Blackwell for three. Left side, that's short, no good. Rebound, Patrick McCaffrey. Outlet to Harding. Harding to the offensive end, scoops it back to McCaffrey. Sends it back to, over to Harding, left wing. Brock Harding, the freshman against John Blackwell. Freshman against freshman now. Harding with 15 to shoot. Harding off the bronze screen. Harding picked up by McGee. Goes into Cricky. Back out to Harding. Open three. Left side. Good. Brock Harding pulls Iowa within one. 50-49 Wisconsin. 13 minutes remaining. Kamari McGee feeds Tyler Wall top of the circle. Wall gives off to Blackwell. Off the left wing. Scoops the winner down the lane. Goes up. Yes! It counts and a foul. The freshman able to muscle it through some traffic for the and one. Evan Braun's called for the foul.
What a response by Wisconsin. They give up the corner three to Harding. And then what were they going to do? And they come down. Interior pass to the post. Nolan runs right to the front of the rim because they had the double team. Gets rewarded.
And play through the contact to get the bucket. Storr and Hepburn back in as Winter's free throw is good. 53-49 Wisconsin. You got Storr, Hepburn, Blackwell, Winter, and Wall. Here's Brock Harding to the front court for the Hawkeyes. Working off screens from Braun and McCaffrey. A throw to McCaffrey at the top of the arc. Storr defending. McCaffrey left of the lane. Fades, flips, missed badly. Nolan Winter the rebound. With 12 and a half minutes to play, 53-49 Wisconsin. Hepburn glides to the front court. Throws to Wall, top of the circle. Darts it through A.J. Storr. Storr, long three, left side. Off the rim, no good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Tyler Wall. That was a get greedy shot right there from A.J. Storr.
I didn't like it. I like a lot of things A.J. does, yeah. But I just told you, I just said this is an important minute, and it stayed right now at four.
Here's Harding, gives off to Ben Cricky, right of the circle. Feeds Braun's top of the arc. Now it's Josh Dix at the left point. A pass for Harding. Left of the lane against Hepburn. Stops left block. Into traffic. Feeds Cricky. Baseline left jump from 8 feet away is good. And he was fouled by Tyler Wall. Then Cricky with an and one. Wall the foul. That'll be his first. As Iowa's back to within two.
And I just said I didn't like the shot. That's the way this game of basketball goes. You take a bad shot or a questionable shot.
Yep.
Guess what usually happens on the other end? Bad things.
Yeah, you're right. And bad things just happened for Wisconsin. Owen Freeman will come back in for Evan Braun's.
I was usually the one taking the bad shot, and usually the bad things happened to me, and then I usually ended up on the Whispering Pines.
Bo gave you that look.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But it was Bo, and then it was Greg giving me the look.
Like, that's right.
It was a double look. Like, Butchie, what are you doing right now? Bo would give me the look, and then Greg would give me another look. I said, oh, boy.
Yeah, this is not a good moment.
No, don't want to do that.
Cricky makes the free throw. Peyton Sanford comes back in, 53-52, Wisconsin. Backcourt resistance on from Iowa, 12 minutes to play. Hepburn. Going to straddle the mid-stripe, now brings it across, throws to Storr, back out to Chucky between the circles. Carter Gilmore in there for Tyler Wall. Blackwell feeds Winter at the top. A flip for Hepburn, top of the circle. He'll throw it to Storr off the right wing. A.J. in the lane to the rim, goes up, no, but a foul. A.J. Storr will have free throws when play resumes. We hit the under 12. Media timeout. No one gets closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio 2023. 11:42 remaining. Wisconsin 53, Iowa 52. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the next growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.com. And by UW Health and Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 11:42 to play, Wisconsin 53, Iowa 52. Peyton Sanford called for a foul a moment ago. That is his second. And A.J. Storr will be at the free throw line for two shots.
We were talking during the break, Matt, that you know that felt like a stretch where you could get the 8 points versus one, now maybe three. Like, it just, it feels different, and we really haven't had that.
No, pretty close, wire to wire. First free throw good for Storr. Wisconsin is led by as many as four. That's it. Iowa by seven, and that was in the first half in both cases. Badgers have matched that a couple times here in the second. Storr missed the second free throw. Carter Gilmore gets the rebound. And the Badgers extend the possession. Big board off the miss from Gilmore. Here's Chucky Hepburn at the top. Throwing to Crowell, left side. He'll take the three. Bucket. Steven Crowell, big fella, with another long ball. And it's a 5-point lead for Wisconsin. But credit Gilmore for keeping that possession alive. 57-52, Wisconsin. Here's McCaffrey, left lane line, stops, pops, missed. Rebound, Klesman, elevating to secure the board.
And a lob into Crow, lower the left, one pump, goes up, no, knocked away by Freeman. Crow is now doubled, baseline left, finds Gilmore, turns, lower the right, up, missed, but a foul. And Gilmore goes to the line for two. Go get him, Gilly.
I'm just laughing, because it's that energy that he brings. And you know, so early on in the game was Kamari McGee, brought some energy that was needed. Right now, Gilly brings some energy that's needed. And this is a big part. I mean, Wisconsin up five. Mm-hmm. Their biggest lead. Now up six. Yep. Like, I mean, that's a huge thing. And, I mean, you can't talk nearly enough about that offensive rebound. Oh, it's a four-point possession.
Big time. That foul was on Patrick McCaffrey, his second. Ricky in there again. Second free throw for Gilmore. It's good. 59-52 Wisconsin with 10:57 remaining at the Kohl Center in Madison. Perkins outside lefts against A.J. Storr. Lobs it in. A high pass for Ricky beyond his outstretched hands and out of bounds. Turnover Iowa. That's 11 of them now for the Hawkeyes. They average 9.7 a game, but really beyond that, you know, the turnover percentage among the lowest in college basketball. They rank fifth. Both teams have been turnover prone in this game, though. Here's Gilmore to the front court, throwing to Storr, hooks a pass to Klesman. Max on the left side against Ben Cricky, bounces the crowd, knocked away. Stevie is able to gather, backing on Freeman, backing left of the lane, finds a cutting Hepburn down the lane, layup good. First points for Hepburn, 9-point lead, Wisconsin. 10:20 remaining, 61-52, the Badgers. Brock Harding being dogged by Hepburn right now, outside right. Good screen from Cricky. Harding still on the dribble, throwing to Peyton Sanford. Sanford, right elbow, throws to Cricky, shot clock at 10. Cricky in the lane, throws it up, missed, but a foul. They'll get Gilmore, I believe, in the paint. That will be the case, and that's the first on Carter Gilmore.
And that's just a KYP, know your personnel. Cricky wants to drive left. That's exactly what he did. He got to his spot, even though Gilly was straight up and straight down. Mm-hmm. There was the advantage that was already created.
First free throw is missed by Ben Cricky, a 73% free throw shooter. But he is 2-for-4 so far tonight. 9 points for Cricky. He averages 17 a game. Second free throw for the left-hander is good, and it's 61-53 Wisconsin. As we hit the halfway point of this second half of play, three-quarter press, Badgers break it. Klesman leaves it for Hepburn at the center circle. Chucky starts the offense. Storr flips to Gilmore, top of the circle. Beats Chucky, right corner. Inside feed for Crow, and they're going to get a three-second violation.
Wow.
You see that maybe two or three times a year if you watch not just the Badgers, but college basketball.
I was going to say, I was like, on a call Friday, and I said that was the first time I saw it. Now I saw it twice in 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. So you'll see it maybe one more time
maybe,
all year.
Maybe, exactly.
Here's Harding on the dribble, right of the lane. Harding scoops it up, missed badly, rebound, comes down to Gilmore. Lead feed Hepburn, Chucky front court left. Got by Cricky off the left wing to the rim. Layup way too strong, no good. Freeman clears. Now Perkins front court, off to Harding on the right wing. 9:23 to play. Freeman wide open down the lane. He catches and sends it in with authority. 61-55 Wisconsin.
Tough stretch there. Chucky goes to the basket. Normally the point guard's the first one back. He's not, because he was the one that scored it. And then transition offense, Iowa goes.
Lesman with a bounce for Crowell against Freeman. Crow, mid-post left, pass deflected, got to Klesman. Klesman will send it to Storr. Storr will take the three, right side, off the rim, no good. Owen Freeman the rebound. Outlet to Peyton Sanford. Sanford gliding offensive end, leaves it for Perkins, top of the circle, around a Freeman screen, poked away, Hepburn. Now Klesman has it, lead feed Chucky to the rim, and tried to lob it off the glass. Storr catches and sends it down hard. Oh, yes, sir. Chucky to A.J. 8-point lead, Wisconsin. Klesman a steal. Ahead it goes to Hepburn. Chucky again up. Got it. Count it. And one. The joint is jumping. The lead is 10 for the home team. Wow.
That man, number 23, Chucky, is so good. Now, I saw it coming from when they got the ball. You could see this developing. You knew AJ was trailing. You knew Chucky was looking forward up off the glass. But I was more impressed with this second one, Chucky getting to the free throw line and an and-one opportunity, because he could have done it again, but it would have been a turnover.
Ooh, Hepburn missing the free throws, 65-55. Wisconsin and almost another turnover here for Iowa. Badgers up 10, 8-12 to play. Peyton Sanford high on the left, throws to Perkins, top of the key, and a whistle foul called on Hepburn. Trying to get into Perkins. Chucky's got to watch it, getting a little demonstrative there. It's three on Hepburn. Boy, Chucky, he has that gear, right? I mean, he just, when it's time to go create, he'll do that. Score, he'll do that. Defend, he'll always do that. Hepburn now with that foul, sits down. McGee is in. Perkins on the dribble, almost lost it, got it back in the lane, pushed it up, got it. It counts and one. Tony Perkins isn't half bad either. And Iowa's back within eight. McGee, the foul.
Tony Perkins is really good. And that's what he's shown so far and what he's been able to do. It looks like Wisconsin's been able to get away, and Tony Perkins has had that answer. 18 points on the night.
Yeah, just terrific. Averages 13 a game. Free throw on the way, and that's too long, no good. John Blackwell. It's the rebound for Wisconsin. 65-57, the Badgers, with 7:55 to play. McGee throwing to Crowell, right side against Freeman. Stevie, one dribble, sends to Crowell, turns it behind the left for McGee, flips to Crowell, top of the circle, hands it to Kamari, to the line, down the lane, McGee pivots, and a bad pass stolen away, McGee trying to get it back, Freeman does, he'll send it ahead to Perkins against Wall, Perkins low on the left, up, got it! Ooh, what a contest, but Perkins able to score anyway, and down is Max Klesmet, and he is shaken up. As we will have an injury time, we'll take the under 10, make that the under 8, beg your pardon, under 8 media timeout. As Max pops back up and appears to be okay. It was a scary moment there, but it looks like he's all right. And we will have a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break. Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what built Ford Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 7:27 remaining, Wisconsin 65, Iowa 59. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
WEA Member Benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. WEA Member Benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 7:27 remaining. Wisconsin 65, Iowa 59. Butchie, the Hawkeyes, you know, they're punching back now. They've made their last three shots. The game was in danger, maybe from their perspective, of getting away, but now they're back within six.
I think it's discipline from Wisconsin. any time that that lead has come, all of a sudden there's been a turnover, there's been a lapse. And that's why I was still sitting here finding ways to continue to kind of stay in this thing.
Miles pass to Wall, hands off to Storr. Storr hooks it back to Wall, catching out to the line, down the lane, runs it up, off the glass and in. Two more for Tyler Wall, and it's 67-59 Wisconsin. 7:15 remaining. Perkins high on the right, feeds McCaffrey between the circles. Patrick McCaffrey lost it back to Perkins. Hepburn is on him, bounce feed to Cricky, right wing, and Wall takes it away, and it's knocked away again. They'll get Cricky for the foul. And a one and one coming on team foul number 8 for Iowa and personal foul number 4 on Ben Cricky. And he will come out. The Sante Bowen will come back in. Tyler Wall tonight, 14 points, 4 rebounds, 6 of 7 now at the foul line. This will be a one and one. Wall eyes the rim, sends it, and hits it. Tyler making his 98th career start tonight for the Wisconsin Badgers. There's a couple of offensive rebounds. That's a round number of 200 offensive boards for him in his career. Second free throw is good for Wall. And the lead is back to 10. 69-59 Wisconsin, 7 minutes to play. Bowen throwing to McCaffrey out between the arcs. Wall defending. McCaffrey takes a dribble right side, feeds Bowen. Bowen against Chucky Hepburn. DeSante Bowen bounces this Peyton Sanford. Sanford hooks it to Perkins, right of the circle, 10 of the shot clock. Perkins against Storr. Perkins left lane line, jumper away, heel of the rim, no good. Rebound, Crowell for Wisconsin. 6:32 to play, 69-59 the Badgers. Double-double for Stevie here tonight. Crowell with a basketball. Bounce to Storr. Right block. A.J. backs. Turns up. Yes. A.J. Storr gives Wisconsin a 12-point lead. 71-59. 6:15 to play. Bowen bounces for Freeman. Freeman backing on Crowell. Freeman. Right block. Crowell is getting into him. Now McCaffrey to the free throw line. Shakes, shoots, and hits. McCaffrey with 5. 71-61 Wisconsin. 6 minutes remaining now at the Kohl Center. Here comes Tyler Wall to the front court. Wall up a Crowell screen. Leaves it for Hepburn. Throws to Crowell at the top. Crowell will turn to the left side for John Blackwell. Blackwell against McCaffrey. Sends a bounce feed into Crowell. Double team. Bad pass. Stolen away by Tony Perkins. And Hepburn will let him go. Perkins with a dunk. There it is again.
Like we've said.
Yeah.
Like it just, it airs right there. Just a almost a careless turnover. My goodness. They've got to get it over.
5.5 minutes to play. Blackwell gets it to the front court. Here's Tyler Wall left of the lane. 71-63 Wisconsin. Wall low on the left. Takes it right. Goes up. Got fouled. As Owen Freeman picks up his first foul of the night. You mentioned Crowell has a double-double. So does Freeman, 14 and 11. 10 of those 14 points for the freshman coming in the first half. And Tyler Wall is 16 points, half of them coming at the foul line.
4 of 5. Talk about efficient.
71-63 Wisconsin. First free throw for Wall is good. Hot streak continues at the foul line. Max Klesmith about to check back in. He'll come in for A.J. Storr. 72-63 Wisconsin. Tony Perkins, 22 for Iowa. Tyler Wall, 17 to pace Wisconsin. Second free throw is good. After missing his first free throw of the night, Tyler Wall has made 10 straight now, 73-63 Wisconsin. Here's Bowen low on the right, up and in, it counts, and a foul. Just like that, an and one at the other end.
And that can't happen off of a made free throw. That's exactly what Iowa wants. Get the ball quick, lay off of it.
Again, Hepburn, that's his fourth foul. So Chucky sits down. You got Blackwell, Storr, Klesman, Wall, and Crow out there. 73-65 Wisconsin.
And I don't know what Badger fans are arguing about. That was a foul by Chucky. It was just a dribble handoff that they didn't execute on defense end.
Free throw rattles out. The rebound secured by Wall. He might have some bias among the 17,000.
For sure, absolutely. Maybe I should have more. But that was a foul.
We got to be a little more straight up on stuff like that. And you know that. Here's Klesman, right of the lane, backing in on Bowen. Muscles it up, and they wipe it out. A foul before the shot. Max won't get that much continuation. DeSante Bowen picks up the foul.
And I hate to say it again here, but the first foul that happened was that.
Yep.
We had the angle here. I love Max playing through it.
Max with 8 points, 4 assists tonight. Wisconsin 19 of 25 at the free throw line. Iowa's 10 of 15. First throw for Max is good. 74-65 Wisconsin, 4 minutes and 54 seconds remaining. Second attempt coming for Klesman. Eyes the rim. He'll send it, and that's short. Rebound, Peyton Sanford. 9-point lead, Wisconsin, 4:50 remaining. Tony Perkins throws to Bowen, baseline right, drives through the lane right to left, leads it for Sanford. Baseline left, cut off by Crowell, a bounce for Perkins, low and left, out to Sanford, wide open three, left side, in and out, no good, tipped up and in. That was Bowen getting the tip in. 74-67 Wisconsin with 4:27 remaining.
Defensively, Wisconsin just didn't know who they had.
Mm-hmm. All hands off to Blackwell, outside left. Feed to Crowell, turns it to A.J. Storr. Storr at the top. Shot clock at 10. Now Klesman around a wall screen. Max driving right lane line to the cup. Layup good. Klesman with a take. 76-67 Wisconsin. 4 minutes left. Bowen splits two defenders, and the ball's knocked out of bounds. And squeezing through Crowell and Storr. And Iowa will keep it. When play continues, we're at the under four media timeout. Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. 3 minutes, 59 seconds to play. Wisconsin 76, Iowa 67. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the next growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The game, we talk a lot about efficiency, Butchie, and I think that word comes to mind for you when you look at Tyler Wall, 18 points. 10 of 11 at the foul line. Not bad.
4 of 5 from the field.
Yeah, no doubt. DeSante Bowen, baseline right, will inbound it, and no one's available. He'll have to take a timeout. So the Hawkeyes take a timeout, and this will be a full timeout, which allows us to finish the business. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Well, after that very active stretch, we have another media timeout. 3:59 remaining. The score is still Wisconsin 76, Iowa 67. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on Clearview Cabinetry. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Explore Clearview's cabinet options in store and on Menards.com and save big money today. Big buys, big savings. Check out more of our great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It's 59 seconds left at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin 76, Iowa 67.
You're up by 9. 4 minutes left. Take care of the basketball. To me, that's the biggest thing right now, Matt. Is take, like, we can talk about defense assignments, running, getting the ball in the paint, all of that. Iowa is not going to work their way back into this game unless you give it to them.
Mm-hmm. 12 turnovers for Wisconsin, 14 for Iowa. Points off turnovers, 24-12 in favor of Wisconsin. Here's Bowen on the right side. Sometimes it can be a little deceiving, though, as Butchie's pointed out. Badgers have had a chance to, you know, really take control, but a couple of turnovers have helped Iowa at least stay within striking distance. Here's Sanford with 10 on the shot clock. On the left wing, being hounded by Klesman, feeds Bowen to the line. Bowen in the lane, up around crowd, no good. Rebound, snapped away by Tyler Wall. Spins away from traffic as Tyler. Now a bounce to John Blackwell. Blackwell gets it across half court. 3.5 minutes to play, 9-point lead Wisconsin. Max Klesman trying to calm things down at the midcourt logo. Klesman, left of the lane, turns it back outside the arc. Throws to Wall, shot clock at 10. The all out front, Wall against Sanford, a hand to Store for three, right of the circle, it's off the rim, no good. Rebound battled for, and Wall comes up with it, feeds Store, throws it to Crowell, back out to Wall, good decision. 3 minutes to play, 13 to shoot, 76-67 Wisconsin. Wall directs the traffic, shot clock at 7. Wall hands off to Store, AJ throws to Klesman, 4 to shoot. Max, a step back long 2, got it. From the left wing, Klesman gives the Badgers an 11-point advantage. Here's McCaffrey for 3 right side, short, no good. Rebound, Store for Wisconsin. 2:35 to play, 78-67 the Badgers. Klesman in the backcourt. Oh, a good spin move. Able to maintain the dribble, and now in a double team, and he needs to get a timeout, and he'll get one. Greg Gard with the saying he got slapped around a little bit, but they'll let that go. Badgers take a third.
This is a situation, if I'm Coach Gard with 2:29 left, I know Chucky's got 4, and I'm just wondering what, you know, how he's feeling right now, because I'd put him back in the game.
Yep. There's somebody who will calm it down. Great closer, like, closing,
I mean,
time.
I think, yeah. Max did a good job in the last possession at the point. But right now, I'm a little surprised that Chucky. Is it?
Lesman, Blackwell, Wall, Crowell, and Storr on the floor. 2:29 to play, 78-69 Wisconsin. Storr sideline left, will inbound. A.J. flips it into Max Klesman, left of the center circle, and he gets fouled. Perkins getting it into him. Badgers are in the double bonus. Wisconsin 20-27 at the foul line tonight.
And Iowa was not trying to foul there. They were just trying to be aggressive with 2:28 left.
Mm-hmm.
Fran isn't real happy with that call.
No, he's not.
I mean, they've let him play a little bit.
Yeah,
I was kind of surprised that that was called.
Yeah, I would agree with you. First free throw is good for Klesman. Badgers now have outscored Iowa by 11 at the foul line. 21-28 for Wisconsin, 10-15 for Iowa. Second free throw for Max is good. Carter Gilmore checking in for Crowell. 80-67, Wisconsin, 2:28 to play.
And that substitution gives Wisconsin a chance to switch all screens.
Yep. Here's Perkins against Blackwell. Right block pushed it up and in and one. Two more for Tony Perkins. Give him 24 tonight, a chance to make it 25. John Blackwell with his second foul, and just like that, Stephen Crowell will come back in for Gilmore.
And Iowa did a good job of having four guys over on one side of the floor. Tony Perkins gets that ball, goes one-on-one, but that's where in a situation like that, when you got four offensive players on one side, you can guard three with four. Or excuse me, you can guard four with three. One's got a shade over.
Perkins hits the free throw. Brock Harding will come in for Ben Cricky. Perkins had a monster scoring game last year against Illinois, 32 points. Went 15-16 at the foul line, having a 25-point outing so far tonight. Inbounds pass to Storr. He's back in the wall, feeds Klesman, 80-70 Wisconsin, 2:17 to play. Max lobs it front court for Storr. He'll catch off the right wing, bounces the wall high on the left. Now it's Klesman, edge of the center circle. Shot clock at 13, game clock 2:05. Iowa will play for the stop here. Klesman with eight to shoot. High screen Crowell. Max and an offensive foul on the illegal screen from Stephen Crowell as the Badgers continue to leave that door open just a bit. Ben Cricky set to come back in for Harding. 1:59 to play, 80-70 Wisconsin.
Steven tried to change the angle of that screen. It just didn't get his feet set.
Now Chucky's going to come back in for Wisconsin and for A.J. Storr. So there you go, Brian.
Yeah.
Get the closer. Well, A.J. can close too, but I think we're talking about closer here. Guy with the ball in his hands.
Just control that offensive side.
Yep, control the pace.
By the way, Chucky's pretty good on the defense.
Yeah, he's not bad. Here's Perkins in the paint. Finds Samford, floats it up, and that is way too long, no good. Rebound to Crowell. A minute 48 remaining. Klesman in the backcourt against Samford. Loops it to Hepburn high on the left, and Chucky will hold it. Bowen comes in on him. A throw to Blackwell. Left wing, works baseline, throws it up. Missed, but a foul. And Blackwell goes to the line for two with a minute 38 remaining. Owen Freeman with his second foul. A quieter second half for Freeman. He had 10 points, 8 rebounds at the break. 4 points, 3 rebounds for him in the second half. First free throw for Blackwell is good. Best free throw shooting team in the conference, knocking them down here at crunch time. 81-70, the Badgers. 1:38 remaining. Wisconsin at home is averaging 79 a game. Second free throw, no good for those high-flying Badgers. Here comes Bowen driving, and the shot is eaten up. Low on the right by Tyler Wall. Wall fouled in the backcourt by Perkins with a minute 28 remaining.
Verticality. That's the word we were going to use in that one. Tyler Wall goes straight up, straight down to get the block there.
Tyler Wall to the free throw line, 81-70, Wisconsin, a minute 28 to play. 18 points tonight for Tyler Wall, 18 points and 7 rebounds. First free throw for Wall in the air, and that's good. That's 11 in a row he has made tonight.
Such a difference from that Tennessee game.
Ooh.
Right, like to start the year was not looking really good. And you got to give him a boatload of credit.
Second free throw, back iron, no good. Freeman the rebound, Butchie with the jinx. 82-70, Wisconsin with a minute 22 remaining.
I'll take it.
Yeah, 11-13, that's a pretty good night at the foul line for Tyler Wall. Here's Freeman at the free throw line. Turns it out to Bowen. Bowen drives on Hepburn down the lane to the rim, up and in for Desante Bowen. 82-72, Wisconsin presses on. Blackwell fouled by Bowen in the backcourt. Two more foul shots for Blackwell. 107 to play. 82-72, Wisconsin. Iowa has fought hard tonight. Remember, it come to town having lost its first two Big Ten games. Badgers trying to improve to 2-0 in the conference. These teams will meet again next month. Blackwell hits the first free throw. They'll play again February 17th in Iowa City. Blackwell good with the first free throw and no good with the second. Owen Freeman the rebound. 83-72 the Badgers. 104 remaining. Perkins off the right wing. Jump stops in the lane. Throws up a wild shot. Was knocked away. I think Wall got a piece of it as the ball is deflected out of bounds. The Hawkeyes will keep it. 58.8 seconds remaining, an 11-point lead for Wisconsin. Perkins, baseline left, inbounds to Freeman. It's back to Perkins. Now to 53 seconds to play. Desante Bowen slips to Freeman, low on the left, pushed it up, way off the mark. Rebound, Tyler Wall with 45 seconds remaining, and Klesman brings it up the floor for Wisconsin. Iowa backing off, 40 seconds to play. They come to their feet here in Madison. 83-72 Wisconsin. Max Klesman on the dribble. Now it's Wall, shot clock at 8. Tyler on the left side, driving to the cup, layup no good. Rebound to Desante Bowen. And knocked away, Wall diving for it, unable to come up with it. The Hawkeyes will get it back with 20.7 remaining.
Good performance.
Very good.
Scored 83. Defensively, I thought, was locked in enough. You look at the fast break points for this team. They give up 13, but
they got 15.
Six of those 13 were here in the last like 2 minutes mm-hmm. where they just isolated.
Connor Asijan checking in the closing seconds. 18 seconds remaining. Bowen against Kamari McGee. Bowen throwing to Sanford off the right elbow. Jumper away. That's an air ball. Asijan will grab it. He'll dribble out the clock. And the Wisconsin Badgers will improve to 2-0 in the Big Ten. And they are now winners of 9 of their last 10 games. Good one tonight. Badgers breaking it open a bit in the second half as Wisconsin wins by 11.
What are you talking about? Broken open a little bit in the second half, but you follow the game plan, you take care of transition. We talked about the keys early on. It's going to be make sure you handle the tempo. They did that, transition defense and attack the rim of the paint, and they did that, outscoring Iowa in the paint 42-36, and it probably should have been more.
Get the job done. They get their 10th win of the season, 10-3 overall, 2-0 in Big Ten play. Final score, Wisconsin 83, Iowa 72. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
As a farmer, you make a lot of important decisions that impact the profitability of your operation. When considering your crop insurance options for the next growing season, turn to Ag Country Farm Credit Services. The insurance team at Ag Country knows agriculture, and they'll work to personalize a multi-peril crop insurance policy to fit your needs and protect your bottom line. Contact Ag Country today to get started. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines.